Hey, podcast here, Frank Sasso here. You know, there's no better gift for the holidays than the gift of art and helping your community. The Trenton Community A-Team artists typically sell their artwork at various art shows around Trenton throughout the year. Unfortunately, due to the quarantine, the artists have been negatively impacted from canceled shows and lack of in-person art sales. And this loss of art sale revenue is a difficult burden to overcome. So we've created a virtual auction to benefit the TCAT artists during the COVID-19 pandemic. And with that, we can help offset their expenses and share their art with a broader audience. And check this out, 30% of the price may actually be deductible. I mean, just check that out with your tax guy. 6% sales tax will be added to final sales, and the best part of this whole thing is that 70% of all the proceeds go directly to the artists to help keep their studios open. The Trenton Community A-Team Holiday Auction. It's until December 20th. To check it out, visit ateamartists.net today. Sasso out.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Oh my goodness gracious. How are you feeling today?
Good. I like that music.
You like the music? You like that we just come in like live like that with the music?
It sounded so good in my head.
It sounded good in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the headphones. I got
you.
All right. Oh man.
So?
I'm a little, a little off my game today.
Why?
I was in a store recently and the help, I don't understand. Why is there no good customer service anymore?
Well, not that there is none, it's just few and far between. And I think
it's
people
it's hard
are just
to find.
Accepting it and not demanding better service.
Right. So slow was that. So slow. And oh, I think it was our guest. It definitely was our guest. That's why we have rugs in here, guest. You put the coffee, you put the water, you put it on the rug.
No, don't put the coffee on the floor.
You put it on the floor. That's what the rug is there for.
I can put it in my pocket if you want.
Okay.
Shh.
We should get coasters.
Not a problem. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
Be quiet, guest. People are not, I'm telling you right now, Podcasty is not ready for this guest.
I'm not ready for this guest.
I'm barely ready myself. I know Erin's not ready. Which, if you stay tuned after the outro, you'll hear what I'm talking about. Anyway.
You should have been videotaping this guest.
Yeah, I know. It would have looked conspicuous.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone would have been on to us.
Okay,
let's just get into it. The heck with the customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already off my game already. Anyway, okay. Frank and Christina Sasso, we're here with you
get
again.
Get your act together.
Podcast to you. Trenton Waves. Okay. There's a guy here with us today.
It's like you sound like he just wandered in off the street. He didn't.
He looks like he did.
He's backed by popular demand.
Well, he's not.
Oh.
No. His friend
is. His alter
is.
Ego is.
Well, his friend, yeah, his alter, whatever.
I don't like Phil. That's my brother. I don't like him. He think he better than me.
He's your brother?
Yes, Phil is my brother. And he think he better than me because he teeth straight, but I got the gold tooth.
Can you maybe push your hair back a little bit there? All right, anyway.
Like you said it, Frank, you said it.
All right, anyway. I'm going to mute his mic. I swear I'm going to mute his mic. I'm going to mute his mic in a second. Chris, calm down. Don't encourage him. Are you serious?
I'm sorry. I'm not even looking at him. I'm just listening to him. And it, like,
I can't stand it. I already hate him.
I can't. No, but you. But his brother.
His
brother was backed by Pop.
Yes.
Wanted to.
What?
I don't even know how to say it.
His brother, Phil Stacks. Was here a while ago.
Our listeners were demanding that he come back.
We're demanding Phil Stacks come back.
Right, we got his brother.
So we got his brother, Paulie Pugh, his name is. And I'm going to introduce him in a second. If you just calm down. He's the most disturbing individual I've ever seen in my life. Really, and I've seen some pretty disturbing individuals.
Okay,
so let's just welcome Mr. Paulie Pugh to the show. Hey, Paulie, listen
Paulie,
to that
Paulie,
first.
Paulie, off the wall, hey, Paulie.
Mm. Okay. Is that like your moniker, like your chant?
You gotta be trendy, Frank.
Dude, I could barely understand.
You gotta
be trendy.
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 Yes.
And so, Paulie, where are you originally from?
The backwoods.
The backwoods.
Yeah, you're asking too many questions. Your police.
It's a podcast interview.
No, the police asked your type question too.
Police.
And they're looking for me.
This podcast is going to need captions.
He's a wanted man.
He's a wanted individual. I can't believe. I can't even see why you'd be. You'd be a questionable. What's that chain around your neck? Is that like a bicycle chain? What is that?
Is that lump on your shirt a badge, Frank?
Oh.
See that one?
No, I'm just happy to see you.
Oh, nice. You got that one.
Dude, this is a podcast interview. So we ask questions. That's what we do. All right, you maniac.
All right,
let me just explain this, because there is a picture on the website. Don't worry, because we needed some visual documentation here.
Yes.
He is wearing a sort of a silver thick chain, but then a gold chain underneath with a little camera.
I love the little camera.
A little gold camera with a red ruby.
Giant ruby.
In the middle of it, like a lens. Does that actually take pictures?
Yeah, see, it belongs to Phil Stacks, and I would appreciate you don't mention it so he don't know that I got it on.
Don't worry. Nobody listens to this show. Don't worry about it.
We'll cut that part out.
Let me stunt, Frank. Can I have my stunt on one time? Phil always got all the girls and all that. They look at my teeth and they go the other way.
Will you stop hitting the mic, please?
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not used to nothing, Frank.
Are you part Italian?
I am everything.
Oh.
Really?
That's right.
Ancestry DNA must have had a field day with you.
Mm-hmm. Discovery.
Mm. I'm having a really hard time understanding. I'm really trying to concentrate.
I'm okay.
I got my DNA from the Discovery Channel, Frank. That's what I said. Discovery.
Discovery. What's
the Discovery Channel does Frank. DNA testing?
I'm a wild boy.
You're a wild boy. Dude.
You ever heard of a shark on land, a wolf in water, Frank?
Ooh.
Never heard of a wolf in water.
That's right.
Never heard
Trendy.
Of that.
So what brought you to Trenton?
Well, my brother.
Oh, okay.
You know, he said that we were going to pave the way for me and try to get me on somehow, but it didn't work.
Oh.
So let me get this straight. He traveled to the backwoods. And he brought you to Trenton? So Phil brought you here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, my decision to come, but he invited me. Yes, he did. With open arms. Open.
Right. So he invited you with open arms to Trenton from the backwoods. Where are the backwoods located?
See, there it is again.
He doesn't want to tell you.
Officer.
What the heck are you doing in an interview then?
No comment.
Okay.
That question is personal. I might as well give you my driver's license, Frank. You want my driver's license? You want to make a copy?
I can't believe you have a driver's license.
No, I don't. I was bluffing.
Well, I called you a bluff there, Paulie Pio.
Why did they call you Paulie?
Is that your real name, or is that your Christian name, Paulie Pio?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a nickname?
See, I got the name Paulie Pio because I'm off the Wally Pauly. Pauly Pio is my real name. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to pull your leg, but it's too far under the table, and I don't want to do that.
Appreciate that.
No, sir.
Matter of fact, I appreciate you staying as far away from me as possible.
Well, don't worry.
Aww.
You're sitting in the right spot. Look out your window.
Mm-hmm.
And the shooter right there, see him with the long hair, with the water gun, see him?
The shooter?
Yeah, he put bleach in that, boy, I will wipe that shirt up. Mm-hmm, go outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I see that you have a gold tooth protruding from your, I guess, your mouth.
Right. From Africa. That's right.
But you're missing a lot of other teeth.
That's okay.
You think you take the gold tooth out and buy some teeth?
Nope. Because, see, I even got one up here. See the one up there? See it? Mm-hmm. That watches over all the
dirt. Oh, that is disgusting. I'm just noticing that one.
That's right.
That little baby one on the top.
I know what it is. I gotcha. When I get back to the prison nail, I'm going to send you one of these gold things right there. I'm telling you.
Oh,
did you say prison?
You look nice with a gold tooth.
I said prison nail.
I would look nice with a gold tooth?
Yeah.
Really?
It wouldn't do nothing for you. It wouldn't do nothing for you at all.
Dude, no offense. I want to take my wife's word for it.
No,
all right?
It's not for you.
Thank you. I wouldn't do nothing for you at all.
I'm with Paulie on this one.
So, Paulie, do you have any businesses or do you have anything? What do you have going on?
Paulie is a retired pimp. You understand me? I'm tired, but I've been flipping them.
I just want to make sure I understand this.
A retired pimp.
Okay.
Yes. Paulie used to do everything. I was the ace in the hole, but the hole was for people like you, Frank. asking them questions. But I'm going to let you off. I'm going to give you a pass. I'm going to give you a pass because this is a podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
He was a jack of all trades.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Okay. But he was a pimp.
A ne'er-do-well.
But
I was a good pimp because I wouldn't take all my girls' money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Okay, well, that's nice of you.
No. That's gotta leave them at least $5-$7, you know.
Oh, okay.
$5 to $7.
That's right.
At least.
This is maybe back a few years when inflation wasn't so bad.
Right. Do you have any questions for him? Because I'm at a loss right now. I don't even know where to go.
Well, I know you said that your brother Phil enticed you to come to Trenton. How do you like Trenton? How are you liking it?
Oh man, I've never ever seen so many little girls with no teeth.
All right, Paulie.
I'm sorry.
Listen to me, Paulie. I need you to focus. All right?
I'm going to put my hands in my pocket.
Because if you touch that mic one more time, dude, let me tell you, I'm going to knock out one of those other teeth.
Don't poke your chest out at me,
don't
sir.
Don't you hear that feedback? Don't you? That's because of you. You're out of control.
I'm not even moving. I'm out of control. Oh, and talking to me like I'm an RC car or something, Frank. Do I got an engine? I ain't revving nothing.
Continue,
because I get a little fidgety.
All right, continue.
All right,
I feel like the wall's gonna collapse and
the walls are not collapsing. It's okay, just calm down.
Right. So back to what do you think of Trenton? What is it you love about it?
I don't know. I just see so many little girls with missing teeth. I feel at home.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have to pop up for it. Yeah.
I missed that too. Can you say that a little slower?
It is a conglomeration that the Percocets knock your teeth out. That's what they do. You get hooked on them.
Okay.
And they say that a lot of people are hooked on them. So guess what? I didn't have to take them to get like that.
Okay, so you didn't take the Percocet.
No, this was genetics, friend.
I was going to say, this is all natural.
Genetics.
This is all natural.
Wait a minute. Natural. What's natural?
The teeth.
The gold tooth is natural?
Not only the gold tooth, you want to take the O's, drop them, and lift up some E's for me, sir. Teeth.
I don't know if he's saying the word I think he's saying.
You should have never give your mic, Frank.
All right.
Did you understand that?
I'm going to mute him in a minute and talk to you because I'm going to have a nervous breakdown in 5 seconds.
I think you've met your match, Frank.
Wait one second. Hang on. Okay. All right. I muted his mic. Okay.
Why?
Listen to me.
Why?
Did he say teat or teeth?
Teeth.
Teeth.
Yes.
I could have sworn he said teat. He's convulsing over there.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy's out of control. I don't like him at all, I got to tell you. He's very, very... First of all, he's hard to understand. And secondly, he's disgusting to look at. And I don't know where he's going next.
He's disgusting to look at.
He's pretty gross.
No.
All right, let's get back.
He's
okay, sorry, Paul. We just had a
great job muting the mic different. I heard everything.
Thank you very much. I'm seeing.
Talk about some things. I'm not sitting right here.
Some things I'm good at. Those glasses.
Yeah.
You have a vision problem, correct?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No. See... Some people like you will look at this cup, Frank, and it will be halfway full. No, that's not the thing. It's halfway empty.
I see.
That's right.
I don't agree.
You asked me a question, Frank. I'm going to tell you.
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't care if this thing right here was the size of one lens. See it? I like to see the bigger picture. Now, what you got to say about that? You can't. Nothing come
back. He's a big picture guy.
Oh, so the glasses magnify whatever he's looking at.
And they're a little tinted, right?
No tint whatsoever.
No tint. Like, I thought they were rose-colored glasses.
Rose-colored?
Oh, my God.
Rose?
No, you know, rose. Like you're looking at life through rose-colored glasses?
No, it's not rose color.
No. It's a clear color, right?
All right.
No, sorry. Paulie, correct. Paulie schooled you just now, babe.
I'm okay.
Being schooled by Paulie Pugh.
It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Now, let's just talk about this hair a minute. I would assume you put product in your hair, correct?
I traveled a long way, Frank.
Multiple horns coming off of his head.
I'm looking
for
someone to chop and screw to do. Because Paulie Pugh, you do. See, I had a company, but, you know, I fell off. I went to jail, and I just came home.
Incarcerated.
Yeah.
So you were formally incarcerated.
Yes, I was.
You know, we have two guys on our podcast network, Tracy Syfax and CJ Meenan. They do the Street Startups podcast, and they work with formally incarcerated people, helping them start a business.
Oh, would you like to start a business?
Is that so,
Frank? Yes. Would you like to start up? What do you do in finance? What do you do now?
Are you labeling me, Frank?
Yes, no. I am labeling you. Yeah, well, you look like a financial guy.
Well, I didn't ask for Tracy Sysax and four facts.
The name is Tracy Sysax, not Sysax.
4X and all that. I didn't ask for that.
4X?
Mm-hmm. I got 4X. We're talking about Brisbane, Bonds. Mm-hmm. Got it all.
So do you want to start a business, you think? Are you an entrepreneur?
Well, I am a business.
Oh.
If you may ask. Mm-hmm. I am a business.
Mm-hmm. You are a business.
No. I am.
Oh, you a are business. In business. Gotcha.
No. See, that's the problem. You see it one way when it's really the other, Frank.
I don't see anything you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about.
I am the business.
You oh, you're me? The business. That's right. I said that from the beginning.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said you're.
Your lips didn't even move in that direction.
So you are the business. So you're the persona.
I am the ambiance's ambiance.
So you're the ambiance's ambiance. So when ambiance wants ambiance, they call you.
Right.
I light it up.
So you're the brand.
No, I'm the connect.
What?
See, you are the plug, Frank. You can't do nothing without me. I'm the connect.
I can do plenty without you.
You're the plug.
Number one. Number two.
I'm the connect.
Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
You just said nobody listens to you, Frank. And now you're all of a sudden popular. No, I don't fit like that in 30 seconds, sir. Make up your mind now.
You're the plug. He's the connect.
Right.
But what is that? I'm the plug. Uh-huh. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So the plug sits there. Until the connect makes something happen.
Oh, so you're the verb.
Right.
He's the... I start the fire, Frank.
He brings the electricity from...
Light the match, baby. That's what I tell him. Please, tell him one more time. Call, smack him and tell him again. I don't think he hurt you.
I heard her fine.
Paulie, I know you're an entrepreneur and you are the business, but are you right now looking for...
Can you say that one more time? I love the way that it rolled off of your tongue.
He likes hearing it from a woman.
You are the business.
Do we have a mute button for him?
Dude, there is something legitimately wrong with you.
Why don't you just
let her say what she's got to say already?
Nobody said your name, sir. Frank.
There's a reason I'm on the board, okay?
Are you having any interest in a job search while you're building your business or being the business?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question because I don't know why they look at me the way that they do, like I have something sticking out of my forehead. Hmm. You know, I couldn't imagine what it would be. Fill out the application and I want to speak to the manager immediately. I want to show them how persistent I am. Persistent.
What kind of jobs have you been looking for? Like what businesses have you gone into?
I could do it all. I could trim edges. Clip wedges.
What about a dental hygienist? You think they'd hire you over there?
No, because I'm stealing everything. I need it all. I'm not paying for this. This ain't my fault. It's genetic. I blame my daddy. And if I see him to this day, I'm hooking off.
Oh, no, I was not making any fun of your teeth. I was just thinking that might be...
Well, that's the way that it felt.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's okay.
It's a little sensitive there, Paul.
It's okay. I'm used to this. I know how to back myself against the wall and come out of my body and protect me. I bet you don't know how to do that.
No.
That's right. Yeah. It's 3D.
Uh-huh.
3D. Right. All right, so you're having some issues with the job search, is what you're saying, right?
Maybe Starbucks.
Yeah, how about Starbucks?
Starbucks started to close the door as I came across the street.
I can't imagine why.
They started to lock up.
Yeah, they said, we're closed.
We're closing early.
We're out of business, but I'm sorry.
It's not fair.
It's not.
Yeah, do you like coffee, Paul?
But it's okay, because when I put the mask on...
Yeah, what mask?
The mask.
You know, the mask.
I'm still waiting for him to take it off.
When I mask and gloves up and wait in your parking lot so I can pay my rent.
Right.
As soon as you come out the door and say, please, sir, can I have $2? Please. That's how you get the money. I'm telling you, go right by 7-Eleven.
Oh, so you're a panhandler.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
I handle pans, sir.
Oh, so you're a dishwasher.
No, he could be a cook.
Yeah, okay, sorry. He could be a cook. also known as a panhandler.
Right.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Right. Okay, right. Very good.
You don't exactly. call a bartender a bartender. He's a mixologist.
Right. Hmm?
Okay, yes. He's a mixologist.
Mixologists.
Right. See,
I study panology.
But so then, if Starbucks did give you a job making coffee, do you drink coffee? Because I know Phil Stacks, your brother, he's a lover of coffee.
Why do you keep talking about Phil? Huh? Is Phil here?
I like Phil's a good friend of mine.
But he's not here, so invite him to the show, Frank. He's not here. This is me, Paulie.
I think he's a little jealous of Phil.
Paulie.
I think he's a little jealous of Phil.
Well, ask.
Are you jealous of your brother, Phil Stacks?
Are you?
Am I jealous of
yeah,
him?
Yeah, he out there running around with all the girls. You sitting here with that mic in your face.
I'm sitting here with my wife.
I mean, I understand that, but when she goes upstairs, you sitting with that mic in your face. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the accusation.
It's okay. Ask the streets then.
Okay.
So can we have somebody call in and explain that to him, please?
Okay. Maybe Phil should call in.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
I would mm-hmm.
I wish, nah, I wish that could happen. Anyway, so back to my original question. Because of Phil Stack's success, are you a little jealous of
you
him?
Call that success? He dancing with girls all day, taking lights on a garment. My name Phil Stacks.
He's a photographer.
See, you know what? I'm tired of you into rough skins. Hmm? Is it always into rough skin?
Into rough things.
You just keep the lip together.
Into Teddy rough skin.
You got the lip, that's right.
Maybe
okay.
He could be an English teacher.
That's right. I can articulate. Right.
You can what?
I can articulate. Don't play with me.
Articulate?
That's right. I can articulate.
It's articulate. That's the proper pronunciation.
But that ain't what she said, Frank. Okay? She said, I want you to articulate. Oh, okay? I wasn't in school. I was under the bleachers, Frank.
Oh,
okay. Oh, there you go. All right. Now we're getting to some truth now.
Make me drop a couple of gems on her. I told you I was flipping them.
Did you drop a couple of gems on her?
Dropped a couple of jewels.
Oh, jewels.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Oh, know the ledge,
okay.
Frank.
I'm sorry.
You have to know the ledge.
Said there's no ledge.
Well, that too.
You have to know the ledge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Paulie. We have a little thing here that we're going to do. It's called What You Watching? And it's basically we talk about things that we're watching on Netflix or video streaming or anything like that. Would that be something that you'd like to hang around for a minute?
Well, I mean, if you would like to expose that Paulie Fuser didn't have cable and he lived on a road, Frank, I would love to.
All right, let's see what just happens here.
Okay.
What you watching? What you watching?
I said what you watching?
What you watching?
What are you watching?
What are we watching indeed? Well, I am watching right now on Netflix David Letterman's new show, my next guest. And I was watching the Dave Chappelle interview, but then I fell asleep. So it looked very compelling. However, I'd like to watch it while I'm awake.
Yes.
That's the one thing I'm watching right now, as well as Murdoch Mysteries with you.
Yes.
Which is a great, great, great series about a Canadian detective who invents stuff that
he invents
we know.
Everything.
He invents everything, exactly. Right, he invented the peephole, the... You know, iPad or something.
He's so cute. I know you run things. I know you run it. He's
Thank
cute.
You.
He's cute, though.
Yeah.
Trying to focus Cheshire on everything. I know you run it. We know.
What are you watching?
I am watching The Crown.
The Crown?
There are new episodes of The Crown, so I'm watching that.
Okay.
And I just watched a documentary about Diana, Princess Diana.
Oh, right. In her own words or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Very, very cool.
It's sad.
Well, regretting this immediately, Paulie.
I ain't watching nothing but the streets, baby.
Oh.
You're watching the streets.
I gotta watch the streets, baby.
So what have you seen in the streets?
Was that a show, though, the streets?
No, the streets, out there in the streets.
Oh, he said, I'm not watching nothing but the streets.
Right.
I'm thinking that's a TV show, the streets.
It's life. It's more than a TV show.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's life.
So what have you seen?
What have you seen out there?
I've seen people get killed walking a doggy.
Oh,
really?
Dear.
Walking that dog, they get killed.
Did the dog get killed?
Yeah.
No.
More importantly, did the dog get killed?
The dog got away. He got four legs. He's twice the speed.
That's right. You got a point there. I mean, all right.
There you
know.
Go. Okay. Didn't think of
twice
it that way.
Twice the speed.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys have the podcast, not me.
I think you should have a podcast.
Calm down. It doesn't need any any guidance, okay?
Oh, he doesn't want in competition.
He we're doesn't,
almost, we're, almost,
see?
We're almost through this.
I put this tooth on the front cover, and everybody's going to run to come see it.
The front cover of the podcast.
Yeah, on you're the tile.
Put a little hole right there and stick the tooth through it. Everybody's going to want to come and see
right.
it.
Right, that's that could right. be where the play button is.
Behind the net.
The net, the tooth, you mean?
No, the net, Frank. I said a hole in the net with the tooth the
pop,
to it.
You're talking about the pop filter in front of the microphone.
He can't fix a cup of coffee by himself, and I'm so sorry I did it again. So you can't get me excited, Frank. See, that's what happens when you get me excited.
I know.
That's when the happens. Girls got me excited, I had to talk with my hands.
I don't even want to know what happens then.
Nothing. I would talk with my hands, and they would follow the movement of my hands.
It's like hypnosis,
you know. Right. Exactly. And then the money would start filling in my hand. I'd just keep going like this. When we smack your head off, we're about $5 now.
Paulie, is there anything you'd like to share that we haven't touched upon?
Now, see that question right there. I don't know how to take that. I mean, is your name on the Megan's Law app?
You see, my name on the Megan's Law app?
Did you just ask me to touch my leg? Is that what you just said, Frank?
Yeah, that's what I said, yes.
I could swear that you said, is there any legs that we didn't touch on?
Right.
Did you say that? I could swear.
No, I think he said,
he didn't touch any of my legs.
Is there any topic that you would like to talk about?
Take my top.
I'm exhausted.
My goodness. What?
I didn't say take your top off.
Yeah, leave your top on.
I can't believe it.
Dude, I think that hair is like, I don't know. I think it's affecting your hearing somehow.
Did you say come get near me? Oh, my. Come on, Frank. You have to be professional.
Frank, be professional.
Come on, buddy. I know I look good. You want to rub, you put your hand in this and Mike is stuck. You might have to come with me.
I'm good.
To the backwoods, to the jungle.
To the backwoods.
But the backwoods is in your past now. Now you're in Trenton. You're in an urban environment. You don't need to go back to the backwoods. What did that ever do for you? Nothing, I dare say.
It prepared me for life.
There you go.
You really? Never reflect on the past only for the lesson, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's what
I agree
there's
with
some
that.
Some truth there.
Polly! Off the wall, Polly!
He just yells his own name indiscriminately at any point.
It's got to be trendy.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, Polly, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
I just told you I'm the connect.
All right. So then
and
the answer is so the answer is yes.
Whatever, Frank. Go ahead, play it. Go ahead.
Hey, podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
TrentonWaves.com. Visit us online and on all social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. I am exhausted. Okay, Paulie, what do you got going on?
I've been talking to you the whole podcast. Is this the summary page of the podcast?
This is the summary page of the podcast,
is
yes.
Is there anything that you want to promote that you're, you know?
Well, for Shizzle. Mm-hmm, there it is.
For okay. Shizzle. I know what that means.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for you.
I
for
bet Shizzle. You do. Mm-hmm. We were in Birmingham.
Did you call me Miss Birmingham?
No, Birmingham.
Birmingham? What? Like vermin, like a rodent.
See, you're wearing the bald head all wrong. You should talk to Phil. Now I'm gonna give him that. He keep it clean.
I need Phil here. I need Phil here.
I can't take this anymore. Out on Phil. What? Phil ain't nothing. Phil can't do nothing to me.
Listen, I can't take this anymore. All right, I've had enough.
Call him on the three-way. Get him on this bike right here, Frank.
What?
Get him on this mic right here, hologram Tupac. I don't care how you get him on there.
Oh, I'm scared of Phil.
Can we call Phil? Would you mind if I called Phil real quick?
I wouldn't care if you went and picked him up and put him in your hoodie. Call him.
Are you really dialing?
Yes, I am. I actually am dialing. I want to see what happens. Wait a minute. Phil Stacks. Okay. Call Phil Stacks. I'm going to see what happens here.
Yo, what up, Brett?
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hey, listen, could you come to the studio real quick?
You all right, man? What happened?
Just come to the studio real quick. Somebody here wants to see you. Just come on. Just walk right in.
I was actually around the corner anyway.
Oh, cool. Okay, right next door. Okay, we'll see in like another minute.
Bye. Oh, he must be a Tracy's.
Paulie, did you know that Phil designed the menu and everything for Tracy's Kitchen? Oh, wait, I have a feeling there's more to the story.
Did you know that Abraham Lincoln didn't want me to live past 32? Did you know that
Abe Lincoln didn't want to live past 32?
Nope. See, you have a problem with listening. That's what it is.
No, I'm verifying what you said.
No, you're taking and twisting my words for your own gain, Frankie. Think I don't know what you're doing, playing hanky-panky with my vocab. Yeah, that's right.
Look, mm-hmm. all I know is that...
Sometimes you gotta play dumb to fish...
Paulie, we have somebody coming in. Is that okay? Real quick?
This is not my place of bed.
Okay, no problem. Come on in. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's good, bro?
Hey, take a seat. I think you know Paulie here.
Oh, you got this dude down here, man.
Dude, sit down. Come, get up to the mic. Get up to the mic.
Ridiculous, man.
Paulie, sit back a second.
I don't believe this, man.
Phil Sachs. How you doing, buddy?
I was good, man, until I walked in here and seen this
vegan. Look how quiet he's being now.
Playing bass head.
Look at him. His arms are folded. He's sitting there like a little kid.
Because I cut him off.
Oh, Paulie?
Look at him.
Cut him off. I'm his only kryptonite.
So let me ask you a question, Phil, because this was quite the interview. We've been talking to Paulie here for the last half hour. He's very abusive and very aggressive.
I don't know. I don't know if I get that.
Paulie used to the yard, man. He used to the yard.
He used to the yard?
Yeah, he went, you know. Paulie came out as a preacher. See, Paulie don't never tell us. He lies so much.
Oh.
You cover. Yeah.
And lies. Listen,
if you go and meet the Stacks, right, on YouTube.
Yes,
you'll see Paulie had some sermons. That boy was dropping knowledge. What do you say? Know the ledge or something. Jump off the ledge. He need to jump off the ledge. But he's talking about knowing the ledge and all this. But he was dropping some, you know, and then he started messing with these young boys. And,
what?
You know, like.
I'm not sure who I can't understand more, him or Paul.
He was trying to sway, you know, he was trying to make sure that the young boys, you know, went to school every day.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, basically they did the right thing.
Why is Paulie shaking his head no right now?
Because I'm about to tell how the church of diocese
dropped the dime there.
Raided him.
Right.
Snatched his license.
Hey, man.
Because he wanted to make a rap video in the church uniform.
See, he told us he doesn't have a driver's license.
I don't know what he got. I know he got charges.
He got charges.
Yeah. You don't see him keep looking out the window?
He sounded amazingly like Paulie a little bit.
Well, they're brothers.
They're brothers. That's right.
That's why.
He's shaking his head no again. Paulie, you had a
half hour. I wouldn't mind sounding like him, but I'm so glad I don't look like him.
Yeah, thank God for that, right?
Hey, he's sitting right here. Don't be mean.
They have a long history. They clearly have a very checkered past.
Well, they're brothers, so.
Well, I asked him, you know, if you want to hang around for, you know, plugs, and he called me the plug and that he was the connect.
Right, he said that.
But I also meant promotion, like a plug.
No, I know.
You know.
I know what you mean.
So, Phil, being that he kind of bailed on us, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah. So.
Are you going to?
Phil Sachs, Instagram, Facebook. We do it all. One-stop shop, baby. Video, backdrops, logos, whatever you need. We're going to bring your vision to life, and we're going to make sure that you like it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Black Diamond Photography. Yo, he kicking me under the table.
I see the table moving.
He kicking me under the table. Like, I want to...
Paulie, come on. Stop it now.
Like, I can't even focus right now, but it's all right.
How can people find you on Facebook? Phil Sachs or Black Diamond?
Both. I got two pages. Both. Phil Sachs is my personal page. Philstacks. I have call numbers on all of my pages.
Okay.
Send a message, I'll get back to you within 24 hours, which I should, but
okay.
Call me.
When he first said it, it sounded like he said Fishbook.
Fishbook.
Fishbook.com.
Oh.
He kicking me, man.
All right. Phil, maybe you should get out of here. I don't want to see this guy implode. Call me later. Go ahead.
All right, let's wrap up
because I don't want that to be an. You know what I'm saying, Phil? It's real. I mean, I love having you here, but I don't want that to be an incident.
Right, Thanks for stopping by, Phil.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later. Call me later.
All right,
Paulie, get back. Are you okay? I mean, he was right there. He was right next door. I figured, why not say, hey, come on in. Say, you know, say hi.
Maybe, I think maybe you we have can, to, you mend fences now.
Yeah, maybe we can build some bridges here. Maybe we could put people together, you know?
Don't talk to me like you're my friend.
Aw.
You I never said I was your friend.
You set me up. You no. are the op.
Set you. We didn't set
you
up.
You are the offeroni, Tony.
Paulie.
Wrong with you setting me up, call that boy in here, try to play me on the air. What's wrong with you? Well, my name is Paulie Pugh.
I thought I was doing something nice.
You taught wrong, see? It's not good to make assumption.
That's right. When you assume, you make an ass.
You make an ass out of me and you.
See? You and me.
And I'm nowhere near that. I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm smelling no butt. Nope.
I thought I was doing something nice. Gee, I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do? Anyway, would you like to ask your final question, please?
So in your imaginings of Trenton, what would be your dream Trenton?
Is this a joke?
No.
Well, number one, everybody get a stimulus check every week.
Oh, okay.
There
you go. Wait a second. Wait a second. I just want to make sure I understand. Paulie.
That's right.
Everyone,
you're saying that your dream Trenton would be that everyone gets a stimulus check every week.
See, that's your problem. See, you go deeper than the question, Frank. I'm living for now, Frank. And everybody needs stimulus.
Ah.
Okay. Hmm?
Stimuli.
So everyone in Trenton
needs to be stimulated.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I agree with that.
I see where he's going.
Now,
see,
I like that, yes.
But I don't like the way that he just put that, because it sounded like everybody going to stuck somewhere I don't know. But it just didn't sound like what I said. I said everybody in Trenton needs stimulus.
Needs to be stimulated. Right. Yes.
Yeah, no, you put it laded. I didn't say laded.
Laded.
I didn't say laded.
Laded.
He said stimulus.
That's right. I said imulus. No, laded.
Not laded.
Switching my word. Okay. So you know what? The DEA does
okay, so
that.
What else? So stimulus checks, what else?
Them detectives down at the police station do that. Switching words around.
Okay.
Trying to get a confession first 46 and a quarter.
Mm.
You never get to 48 with me, Frank. Because I don't talk.
Can we get back to the dream, Trenton, please? Stimulus checks, what else?
Free dentist.
Free dentist.
Oh. Free. Uh-huh. F-A-R-E-E. Frank. Free.
Free.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm. Furry?
No, that would be F-U-R-R-Y.
Right, okay, so free. Yeah, so no charge for free dental services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting that he would say free dental services when he kind of poo-pooed your idea of being a dental hygienist.
Well, he didn't want to be a dental hygienist.
Thank you. See, she listens, Frank.
That
you
doesn't mean he wants doesn't want to go to the dentist.
I think you
have something.
Nod.
You have something in your hair there.
I think you should nod for the rest of the show. Don't open your mouth. Just nod, and let her give the signal if it's okay for you to talk.
Yes.
You're just tripping all over yourself.
So, is there anything else in your dream, Trenton, that you'd like to share?
Yeah, Frank on the other side of the line, out of the state. With his whole podcast mic holding it like this. Paulie! You going to come on my show, Paulie?
So I'm holding the mic across state lines,
over
yelling your name in Morrisville?
Mm-hmm.
Yelling, yep. Paulie, will you come on my show?
Right there. And one of the current going to come grab you.
That's the river.
And then you got to know how to swim.
Whatever.
Can you swim, Frank? Can you swim? Mm-hmm. Can you swim, Frank?
Can I can swim? Yeah, I can
yeah,
swim.
Yeah, I can swim the Felicic Ocean. Don't play with me. The Felicic
the
Ocean.
What ocean?
The Felicic.
The Felicic Ocean?
That's right.
Ocean?
That's right.
It's Felicic.
You know, it's the Atlantic. Felicic. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try to play me at the end of the show. You should have asked this question in the beginning. When my brain was fresh.
His brain is not fresh now.
Right,
apparently
I'm tired now, Frank. I'm tired.
Speed is only good for 40 minutes.
That's right, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Maybe you should look into drinking coffee like your brother.
Hmm.
Instead of wallowing in jealousy all the time.
Maybe I should.
Okay.
Maybe you should look and ask the next question, Frank.
Okay, this has been yet another.
Wait, I have a plug.
Go ahead.
I want to congratulate the winners of the decorating contest that we had in our neighborhood, which I like to call the Lamberton Historic District.
That's what it's called. What do you like to call it?
I have so named. And I want to congratulate our winners, and I want to thank the vendors and the business owners that have participated and helped to supply prizes. One Up, One Down Coffee, which gave us gift certificates. Cooper's Riverview Restaurant, which also gave us gift certificates. Italian People's Bakery, which gave us delicious pastries and donuts and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given those prizes to the best fall decorated homes. And we're looking forward to Christmas.
Right.
So if you're in the Lamerton area, put out your best Christmas stuff and we'll be giving you more prizes.
That's it.
After the new year.
Now, Paulie, I'm going to give you a little direction. So I want you to be humble and listen to it, okay? No matter how, don't worry about how you feel about me. This is for the good of the show. Okay?
For all your fans.
For all your fans out there. All two of your fans out there.
It's another assumption. See, this is assumption. Yeah.
Okay. It's assumption. Assumption. Okay. So at the end of each episode, we always say, Sasso's out. That's how we close the show.
That's us.
Mm. Now, we're Sassos. The Sassos. That's our last name, Sasso. Now, I've never had to tell any other guest in the 70-some-odd shows we've done. I've never had to tell them this. They just know to do it. Okay. But you, I feel like I should tell you because I don't want you to feel side-blinded. Blindsided.
Side-blinded.
Okay. You see what he's doing to me?
We're speckles. Hold on.
Those glasses.
Oh, see my speckles. I can't see.
They look like magnifying glasses.
Why don't you put them on, you speckled bastard?
Hold on.
Specky. Okay.
You don't need glasses.
Now, you may carry on with the workout assumption. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to say this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves, and then the three of us are going to say Sasso's out. Cool?
What about you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, so you...
Who's that talking?
I hear voices.
I don't know.
Is that your financial planner, Paulie, calling you?
No, he's the financial planner.
Oh, but he has one. He has a financial planner.
Okay.
He doesn't do his own finances. He's not that crazy.
Mm-mm. That's why I can't afford a dinner. So you said that you're going to call the... What did
you want to check out your phone real quick?
I don't know. It's my dentist, okay?
It's your dentist.
That's right, and I never go.
You never go? Oh, really?
I keep rescheduling.
I would never think that.
I'm on a 30-second missed appointment, and they charge me $15 every time I miss.
Oh, well, wow. Why don't you go to the appointment instead of coming here? You could have went to the appointment today.
Mm. It's easy for you to say, Frank.
Okay.
Easy for you to say.
That's right, with my chest all puffed up, I'm behind my podcast mic.
Yeah, probably got Medicaid, too. Got Medicaid blue, or which one you got, orange, purple?
I didn't know there were colors.
I don't think there are, but whatever. I'm not going to challenge him. All right, Paulie, can you close the show out with us? This is the Thanksgiving episode it's supposed to be, but what are you thankful for, real quick?
Well, I am thankful for being able to get up and breathe another day.
That's good.
That makes one of us.
And I'm looking forward to another one.
Oh, that's nice.
So those two things, that's what you're thankful for?
There's always something to be grateful for.
Yes, and I'm thankful for you.
Thank you.
With all of your assumptions, because you know you're going to keep me on point.
Thank you.
Because I got everything down.
That was probably the nicest thing you've said to me so far.
Aw, that's nice.
So you're going to be spending Thanksgiving with your family, with your brother there, Phil? Or
keep talking. I'm going to knock on your window.
You're going to knock on my window?
I'm going to knock on your window.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, St. Nick. With no butter cookies and cream.
Wrong holiday. Buttercream cookies?
Yeah, buttercream cookies. Mm.
So Santa Claus brings buttercream cookies to your house.
See?
This is what on Thanksgiving.
This is what I'm talking about, people.
Could I'm just repeating what you're saying.
Please. He doesn't get it.
Every word he says, you hear boom, boom in the microphone because of that head of hair keeps hitting the mic.
Yeah, the hell. Because it's long and you got the, what's that? Is that the seventh hole on Snipes?
What? What is?
That, you and Donald Trump probably wear the same size toupee, right?
The same size toupee? I don't wear a toupee, clearly.
You used to.
Well, it's a bad haircut,
It was
Frank.
A hair system 2000 is what I wore. I didn't wear a toupee.
No, it's genetic. Ancestry.net. Genetic.
Okay.
Genetic.
Genetic, right.
Genetic.
You can buy that hairline online. Stop playing with me.
I'm trying to get a Thanksgiving theme out of you, and this is not happening.
He said it.
I did. Turkey, I said it.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm. Okay.
Do you fry your turkey, Frank? Do you like your turkey fried?
Yeah, well, I deep fry it every year.
Hmm. Oh, okay. All right, because I, you know.
You weren't expecting me to have an answer for that, were you?
No, I did not figure. I thought you the cranberry sauce with some Halo Farm juice and a little dry turkey.
He says it almost like he's angry about that.
You know, it's called emphasis. You understand?
No. Emphasis.
When you really, really mean it, you have to show emphasis.
I got it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right.
All right. Breath. So I think we're good.
I'm good.
This has been yet another unforgettable episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
I've got to go party.
Oh my God.
No, you got to see the video when I do that. It's
dude.
Yo, it's
Now, do you do videos on YouTube with
I'm getting back into it now.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to get the emails on that episode.
Oh, my God. Did you ever do any?
Oh, my God.
Do you do stand-up with that?
I haven't, but I could. No, I put it on and just interact with the.
Okay.
I go out in public with it on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you do that in public.
Walmart and all that.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You gotta videotape that.
Do people like look at you like they like you're legit?
They be laughing and you know what I mean. Like
you know what it is? It's the hair that's how you know you're joking. I would do something. I would normalize the hair a little bit.
I think
no, but that's how you know it's like
no,
bogus.
I've seen people crazy hair.
Really?
Actually, I have a curly wig.
Okay.
I have like a regular curly wig, like some Five Heartbeats drawn up in the front with the curls.
You know what the worst part of those teeth were?
What?
That little baby tooth sticking out on the top of the gums. I'm like, oh, I just noticed that.
Hey, man, yo, geez.
Oh, that is so disturbing.
They do. They look really real.
Podcast, you listen to this. So here's what we did. I called Aaron down. To say, hey, listen, we have a guest in the room who may want a tour of the base camp building. So she comes down. You could tell she's freaking out. She doesn't know what to do.
Her eyes were like saucers.
She looked at Phil in that Paulie Pugh getup. And then she looked over at me and would not stop staring at me. Like
she couldn't look at him.
She couldn't look at him. So I kept saying, okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Like I was asking her for help with the headphones. So I recorded the whole thing. So we're going to play that for you right now. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving. We love you.
Hey, you wanted Phil Stacks back. We gave you Phil Stacks, baby, with his character, Paulie Pugh. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy this from when we were pranking Aaron.
Hey.
Hey, that
Aaron,
was fast.
This is Paul, Aaron. If you could just pick this up, put this on your, put the wire down the left side of your head.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, good, how are you doing?
All right. Fine. So, all right, can you hear me okay? Testing 1, 2.
Hear you in my left ear.
Only in the left ear. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Is that good?
I can hear you. Yeah.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Paul,
myself.
Can you just put I know you just put that product in your hair there. Paul, he actually lives on the corner over by State South Broad.
Cool.
He's actually, I mean, you're without a home right now, right? I mean, it's not like you're in transition.
I live on the road.
You live on the road?
I live on the road. I'm trying to settle.
You're trying to
settle.
Settle. You're trying to settle.
Settle. Yes.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Trenton.
From Trenton?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess you can hear me. You can hear me okay, though.
I can hear you in one ear.
Okay. I'll make it work. All okay. Right. No problem. Base camp, Paul, you were saying you wanted to look into getting into business.
Yes.
They have offices upstairs that you can rent by the month. Why don't you tell them a little bit about it? I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, so we do shared office space. So instead of like having your own office, well, Frank is special. He has his own office. But you can, we have like just big space upstairs, and you basically just buy access to the space. So you've either got like 1 day a week, 3 days a week, or unlimited. And it's $50, $100, or $200 a month.
Oh, so there are different options and place for the person?
Yeah. So whatever you need, and it's month to month, so there's no big commitment or anything like that. You know, we have desks, we have Wi-Fi set up, we've got coffee, everything you just need. So you just kind of have to show up with a laptop.
He does the financial planning, right? You do?
Yes, I do. Yes.
He does financial planning business.
That is pretty old, but the laptop is new.
And what was that last part?
The laptop is new.
It's new.
Old.
Good.
That's good.
Right.
He has a laptop.
Cool.
And he can like use the Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's basically how Basecamp works. So you can always give Aaron a call if you want to set something up, like a tour. You can give him a tour?
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Maybe you give him a tour today, maybe? Or
if you want, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Okay, cool. Well, okay. When you guys are done, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, sounds good.
It was nice.
All right, Aaron, thanks.
Yes, thank you, Aaron.
Tour as well.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed.
She couldn't look at me for more than 30 seconds at a time. She had to keep looking away, yo.
Well, did you see her face when she, like, you couldn't see her mouth, but I saw her eyes. She went like this. Like, her eyes went like for a split second. And then from that moment, I guess she wasn't looking at you.
Dude, you are so disturbing in that thing.
I'm a whole actor. I wanted to get up and press her a little bit, right?
You were going to what?
I was going to get up.
And press her?
Like, when I say press her, like, stand next to her and start asking her questions.
But like a close talker?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you show me how to Wi-Fi?
Oh, that would have been great. Damn it. Maybe afterwards we'll go for a tour. Paulie, and you could ask him at your phone.
Paulie doesn't have Siri. Paulie has Syrah.
Syrah?
Yes, he doesn't call her Siri.
You should call her. Paulie should call Siri Aaron. He's old school.
He says Syrah.
Oh my God.
You didn't put enough sugar in there, Frank.
No, I ain't put enough.
I put four sugars in there. This kid has like a diabetic seizure if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink coffee a lot.
That is a lie. You have two cups of coffee, and then, yes, you do. I'm sorry. Paulie doesn't have coffee. That's what it was. Sorry. I thought I was talking to Phil for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Okay. All right. So you can't hear me in those headphones.
Nope.
Okay, we have to make sure this gets fixed immediately. All right, let me know when you can hear me. Testing 1, 2.
Hear you now.
Oh, now you hear me. What? Yep. I didn't do anything.
I'm serious. I thought you were actually. I thought that was part of the whole thing.
No, I was legitimately asking you.
I could not hear you.
Oh, wow. But you hear me now. You hear me now.
That's why I said not a three, not a two, three, or one.
Right. Okay.
Because you said 1, 2, 3.
Not that funny, dude.
No.
All right. All right, come on, Paulie. Let's go. I need the countdown. 10, 9, 8. Go.